Magic 931's Brooke and Bob.
There's a lot on the line here, Brooke.
I'm a bit nervous, if I'm honest.
So the other day we were chatting with Andy, one of the judges from MasterChef. It was a simple challenge we did. Andy picked a ingredient. We each pitched dishes. The ingredient was potato. And Brooke, you were obsessed with the idea of pitching him a dessert. This is what you said.
Here's what I'm thinking. Like a roast potato, like your hot potato with your filling, but we make it sweet. It's a dessert. There's like chocolate and coffee flavours in there. Bit of pineapple.
MasterChef? I think she's already... You need to fill out the application form and chat like this.
You reckon? He sounded impressed.
He did sound impressed. You have gone and prepared this hot potato dessert.
I have, and I've got to say, overnight, I was quite confident. I took myself back to year 12 nutrition class where I learnt that if you stuck a potato on your tongue for long enough and left it in there, it would turn sweet because starch turns to sugars. So I thought, it's not that far of a stretch, really.
Yeah, well, I mean, I already tried my own pilot program, sweet, creamy, whipped cream, custardy, mashed potato earlier in the show, and the criticism was, what, too potato-y?
Yeah, which is where this might be. It could be better, could be worse, because it is a baked potato, so you have control over how much potato.
I'll set the scene quickly. You've got a roast potato.
Mm-hmm.
You have given me some marshmallows, which have melted under the heat of the potato, which is quite nice. I believe you've got a bit of Freddo on yours, and there are some Reese's Pieces. And then what I think is very classy and very interesting, you've just dusted it with a bit of icing sugar.
It actually went a step further. So last night I thought I'll bake the potatoes in advance, which I did do. Baked them in a bit of sugar. I sprinkled sugar on it, like caramelized in the oven. So I thought maybe that'd take some of the harshness of the potato.
And I'll say as well, just a sensory experience that people aren't getting from the radio, there is something really interesting about the nuttiness of the peanuts and the smokiness, the roasted, you know, that little je ne sais quoi that a roasted vegetable has. It is a very pleasing smell, the peanut and the roast.
And that's why I went for the Reese's Pieces. I've melted them down over. They're chocolatey, but they're also peanut buttery because I didn't want to go too sugary. I know that sounds ridiculous, but I thought at least that's got like an earthy flavour to it.
That's exactly right. I am actually quite keen to taste it. Maybe I'll go first people chewing at the same time.
Great. All right. You're going in.
I'll try and get a bit of potato.
Yeah, make sure you do because I guess that's the key component. We will put a photo up on our Facebook and Instagram as well.
Got a bit of marshmallow, some molten marshmallow and Reese's Pieces.
Oh my gosh, you're really digging into it. I really hope it's okay.
Just savour all the flavours for the ultimate bite. I hope it's not going to burn my tongue.
Nah, it should be okay, maybe. No, you're not screaming in pain, so that's a good start. He's gone in. What's the review?
The potato's pretty anonymous, but it's a nice mouthfeel.
Mm.
I think the first thing greets your tongue is that molten marshmallow, and that just sets the plate for a nice sweet flavour. Then you're getting the peanut, and the potato is just a bit of something.
Holding it together.
There's a bit of skin in there. It's a bit chewy.
Oh, really? Sorry. Should I try it?
Mm.
You're right, it is just really the marshmallow.
I don't think it's a dessert. I don't think it's a full dish, but it is tasty.
It's not bad. I'm actually quite impressed with that.
Wowee.
We're going to have to tag Andy Allen in this on our socials.
We'll have to.
And see what he says.
Yeah, if that appears in one of his cookbooks, we've got a lawsuit on our hands.